This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will launch Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform in New Delhi today. It will be a significant milestone in strengthening the cooperative sector and promoting inclusive, citizen-centric mobility solutions in the country. The Ministry of Cooperation said that the platform will place drivers referred to as Sarthis at the centre of ownership, operations and value creation and will free them from exploitative aggregator-based models. The platform will also operate on a zero commission and surge-free pricing model with direct distribution of profits to drivers. The ministry mentioned that Bharat Taxi prioritizes social security for Sarthis through health insurance, accident insurance, retirement savings, and a dedicated driver support system. It added that initiatives such as Bike Didi are being implemented, under which 150 women drivers have joined Bharat Taxi so far. BJP President Nitin Naveen has said that the Telangana Congress government led by Chief Minister Revanth Reddy is engaging in divisive politics and appeasement targeting the state's Hindu temples and traditions. Addressing a public meeting at Mehboob Nagar in Telangana yesterday, Mr. Naveen stated that BJP has vowed to protect Sanatan Dharma and Hindu sentiments, warning that the Congress's actions will have consequences. He called upon the party workers to campaign vigorously, highlighting the Modi government's policies and Congress government's broken promises, particularly regarding financial support for women, farmers and marginalized communities. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government has taken care of sensitive sector like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers, industry, enable access to advanced technologies.
This agreement also provides significant comparative advantages to Indian exporters, particularly in labor-intensive and manufacturing sectors. I would like to reiterate before this August House that government has taken full care of India's key sensitivities in the fertilizer and agriculture sectors. This partnership will open up new opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industries.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has underlined the challenges of excessive concentration of critical minerals and the importance of de-risking supply chains through structured international cooperation. Addressing the inaugural Critical Minerals Ministerial convened by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. last night, Dr. Jaishankar also conveyed India's support to the Forge Initiative on Critical Minerals. He said this in a post on X. In his address, he also highlighted India's efforts towards greater resilience through initiatives including the National Critical Minerals Mission, Rare Earth Corridors and Responsible Commerce. In Jammu and Kashmir, joint security forces killed a terrorist in an encounter in Kishtwar district yesterday. White Knight Corps, in its post on X, said that the Operation Trashi 1 is underway to eliminate terrorists and one of them has been killed. A correspondent reports that joint teams of security forces are engaged in the operation in the Dichard area of Chatru in Kishtwar district. Plast India 2026, one of the world's premier plastics exhibitions, will commence in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said that during the event, over 2,000 international exhibitors will showcase cutting-edge innovations in machinery, raw materials and circular economy solutions. In cricket, India entered the finals of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match in Harare in Zimbabwe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.